Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the weekend before St. Paddy's Day, so the Grilling Guys are going to ratchet it up a little bit for the Irish this weekend and maybe celebrate just a little bit early. I see Barbecue Bob. We got a little Irish coffee smoking here in the studio, so... the whipped cream was a surprise, but hey, you know what? It looks good on my mustache, I'm sure. So anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Wow. What's cooking, baby?
Make it creepy right at the beginning of the segment. Thanks a lot. Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is The Grilling Guys. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, /TheGrillingGuys. You can find me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And, of course, go to thegrillingguys.com. Great resource for recipes. You can actually download the podcast so you can send this show to your phone in case maybe Saturdays and Sundays are a little tough. Let's say you're on the road, you travel, you fly a bunch, and you don't get a chance to listen to it, but you miss us.
Or you just don't get up.
Hit that podcast button at the top right corner of the website, and we'll send it right to your phone with a little kiss.
Yeah, Barbecue Bob, last weekend you and I were both down to the Home and Garden show, and we were working, speaking of working on the weekends, but... we ran into a guy that has a cool little business here in West Michigan, so cool that we brought him into the studio, and we want to share a little bit about it with our listeners because this is the kind of thing that a grilling guy needs in his backyard right after he's got his grill station done. You're going to need one of these. So now joining us in the studio from a place called Pub Sheds, Inc., a good Irishman, Michael Sheehan. Michael,
hey,
welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I think it's Shaheen, isn't it?
Shaheen.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not Sheehan, but you can call me Sheehan.
But you know, I do know Michael Sheehan, and he lives just 10 miles from here. He's another Detroit Irishman. But you're a Chicago boy.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm 10 miles from here as well.
You're a Chicago boy.
Chicago, born and raised.
Uh-huh.
Relocated here 13 years ago.
Good move.
So
get the heck out of there.
Excellent
move. No toll booths here.
So,
yeah, we don't like them toll booths up here, eh? Yeah.
So we're walking around the Home and Garden show last weekend, and there's this in the corner. They got you tucked back out of the way a little bit, but it was a destination. And you walk in there, and there's a shed. And I'm going to leave it to you to go from there with what this shed really is.
It definitely was a destination spot. Our sheds are portable Irish bars, fully set up. You open the doors, and you're walking into the Taste of Ireland. We brought the concept from Chicago, fully outfitted with brick paneling and beadboard. Oak bars,
you
running
know, it,
taps,
that just
sinks.
Didn't sound like Irish, did it? Taste of Ireland.
He's from Chicago.
It's like from Chicago. I think Dick is talking right now. But he's honestly, we could do a DNA test, but you're probably really Irish.
I am Irish.
But Chicago Irish.
I'm Chicago
So you're a knuckle breaker.
I'm losing my accent over 13 years of being here.
No, I just came out there. I heard da bears come up. But you built this thing for your backyard.
Yep. The concept came, we've seen something like this overseas. They've had the concept for a while, Ireland and Britain.
Really?
Yeah, they turn their little tool sheds because they don't have garages there.
Right.
So what better way to make their man cave? Turn their shed. You know, put
right.
the lawn equipment in the yard.
So you literally saw this in Ireland?
We saw this online in Ireland.
Oh. virtual vacation.
Virtual vacation, exactly.
I can relate.
Yeah, and it's been a few years. I have a huge family. So, you know, when we have a party, there's 100, 150 people there. And they all stay at the house. So my wife wanted to know, how do we get people out of the house and into the yard? That was her biggest complaint. You know, they just destroy the house.
Necessity's the mother of invention, baby.
You know, read between the lines, Joppy.
Yeah.
His wife wanted to get him out of the house.
Right.
How do
exactly.
I get him out of the
with
house?
The other loud,
and my obnoxious brother-in-laws.
Right, yeah, with the other loud brother-in-laws. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah.
I hope my wife's not listening.
Yep. So we built this thing a couple years ago.
There'll be one delivered there, yeah.
And instant hit. I mean... it just took off.
So describe it. It's a what by what shed? Just a garden shed, right? A hip roof.
The unit we have is a cathedral ceiling. It's 10.5 feet tall. The unit we had on display was 10 by 12.
Okay.
So that's the outside footprint.
I don't think it was even a hip roof. I think you just put a gable pitch.
Yeah,
on.
Right, just a gable pitch. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
So when you go in, you have the cathedral ceiling. So it's actually paneled right to the rafters.
Okay.
It's fully insulated, top to bottom, so you can use it year round.
Has windows in it.
We do customized doors on them. I mean, it's endless what we can do to these units. It doesn't have to be a pub shed. We can make it into a Harley shed. We can do anything you want with it. A media room, but the pub shed seems to be the one that everybody gravitates to.
Imagine that.
There's a service door on the side of it, and then the end doors open up, right? So
yes.
I walk up to this thing. there's an 8 foot hole in a 10 foot shed, and I'm walking in, and straight ahead of me is an L shaped bar.
It's right, it comes out the wall. Solid old bar. Right, and you're looking
an
at
8 foot
the
hole in a 10 foot shed.
You got it.
That's like a 50 foot woman in a 5 foot
it's
dress.
Welcoming. Yeah. So when you look at it, the doors open up, so you get the full effect, and it makes that space look bigger.
Right.
You know, I see an opportunity here, Jop. Can you imagine a New Holland shed or a Schmoe's shed,
right?
Or an Arcadia shed, a Bell's brewing shed,
right?
I could see a little licensing, and you could actually leverage what you're doing and flip it into a microbrew, and not so heavy on the Irish. No offense, but I mean, people have all sorts of flavors around this country. I was just mentioning Mad Tree Brewing. I mean, I bet you there's big brewing companies out there that would love to promote this concept, and they would help you logo it. Sorry, I had to go down that.
Yeah, okay, rabbit trail back. Woo! Here we go, reeling back in. But the point of this is when you walk in, you had pub games, you had the lighting done. You had plumbing done because there's running water. There's a sink in one of these things.
Yep.
There's refrigeration for your kegs inside of this thing.
There's a little caveat to that.
What?
To the refrigeration.
So when you purchase a unit from us, you get everything you would have seen at that show. So you get the customized doors, fully insulated. You get the shelving, the liquor mantle, the big screen TV, the sink, and a solid oak bar. The only thing we don't include in our prices are the refrigeration.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had a 4-full keg, tap 59-inch keg cooler there.
Sure.
Commercial unit. Some people don't want that.
You know, that's a bit much.
It's big.
Yeah, but the point is that you've provisioned for it inside of this thing. So any size refrigeration that you'd want down there up to the length of the bar, which is what, like 6 foot?
That was, 6 foot.
Yeah, you can slide it under there.
Yep.
Whether
it's
a couple cabinets or
so
it's refrigerator.
So if anybody had their own kegerator,
right,
you could just tell, you know, they could give you the dimensions. You could customize that top so that the
exactly. Well, all of our bars are normal 42-inch standard bar height, and they're all blank behind it. So you can slide anything you want in there as far as cooler-wise. We deal with a commercial kegerator company that they're the only company in the country that will service a commercial unit on a residential basis.
Really? What's that called?
Micromatic. They're based out of Rockford, Illinois.
Right, and I tell you what.
Imagine that.
Let me make that tie for you. The guy that helped me put the beer wall together, Joe from Quality Draft Systems, he's the Michigan Micromatic dealer, so you can get them right here in town.
Yep. So he's who we would use when you have a issue or cleaning.
He's the guy. Small world.
Yep.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I just made that connection.
So now folks are listening around the country, literally around the world. How can they get these to their location? How far can you ship?
Right now, we're on a Michigan basis, and we would contract out to other shed builders the blueprints and how to build it. So, I mean, wherever you're at, we'll get you a unit.
Why couldn't you just throw this on a flatbed?
You can. They travel well, but you got to look at what type of roofing you have on. You know, how is it going to
go down the road?
Yeah,
tin roof.
Dimensional
rusted.
Shingles. Yep. Well, we offer metal roofs and shingle roofs, but shingle roofs, they don't really last that long. If you got vinyl siding, sometimes it blows off. We'll get it where you're going.
Don't you use like an artificial T111 or something like that to be safe?
Smart siding.
Yeah.
We do vinyl siding. We do barn siding. We can give you whatever you want. We'll customize any unit to whatever you want.
So if somebody is interested in this, and I know somebody out there is, how do they find you?
They can reach us on our website, www.pubshedsinc.com.
Pubshedsinc.com.
It's ingenious, guys. I mean, it's a turnkey. This thing literally shows up if you're in Michigan and you're listening to me. This thing shows up on a flatbed trailer. Now, I said you plug it in and you're drinking, right? Explain that real quick.
Yep, it's like the RV concept. So you have a regular outlet you plug into. It's 110 volt. That's a 12-volt extension cord you want to use, or 12-amp. And then the hose hookup for the sink is just a regular garden hose, and then the gray water goes into a gravel pit or into your yard. Because all you're doing is washing glasses or if you're cleaning up a spill.
Right.
So the concept's really easy.
If you're with the EPA and listening, he didn't say that.
Why is the grass growing taller behind my shed?
Yeah. Why is it growing too tall behind your
shed? Hey, thanks, Mike. Go to pubshedinc.com.
Pubshedsinc.com.
Check him out. He'll ship anywhere, trust me. We'll be back.